Recapped, a three-year EU-funded research project, which is ending in November 2014, aims to support a process that leads to closer collaboration across the food supply chain, including retailers and caterers. This type of collaborative management can be key to the successful development and acceptance of novel food and drink products. Lars Espier, Associate Professor at Aarhus University and Executive Project Director of the Recapped project, provides an overview of the main findings and talks about the implications of the project. What were the main aims of Recapped?
The main aim of Recapped is to promote information exchange and to facilitate the building of trust between actors in the food chain, from the food manufacturers and old technologists to retailers and caterers, in order to enhance innovation-oriented cooperation in the food sector. And in order to facilitate this, we have wanted to provide information to these stakeholders about promising novel technologies, about consumer acceptance of new products based on novel technologies, retailer and caterer adoption decision-making, and the innovation models that are being used in the food sector.
How have these aims been met now that the project is coming to an end?
I think that we've been able to meet those aims in a good way. In order to do so, we established what we've called a collaborative food innovation forum, where we have presented our findings, results from the literatures on consumer acceptance of food technologies and promising novel technologies, the original research we have done on retail and caterer adoption decision-making, and the case studies on collaborative innovation management.
Can you explain the role of the Collaborative Food Innovation Forum and how it's been involved in shaping the project?
The Collaborative Food Innovation Forum has been the central element in this project, where we've tried to bring together researchers, technologists, food manufacturers, retailers and caterers to discuss the issues that the food industry faces in relation to collaborative innovation management. We've provided input to the forum from the work that we've done, and in turn, they have shared the practical problems that they face in innovation and collaboration within the food sector. This has stimulated a really good discussion between the different actors that has influenced the subsequent work that we've done in the project, and also how we've interpreted the findings and what implications we draw from the work that we've done.
One of the main objectives in Recapped has been to identify promising novel food technologies that can be used to produce innovative food products. Which technologies have been selected and why?
We have identified 15 technologies that we classify as promising, and we have divided them into four groups: electromagnetic methods, texturizing methods, mild processing methods, and advanced packaging technologies. We have chosen the 15 technologies because, although they might be used to some extent in the food industry today, we see that there is potential for much wider use than is the case. Also, these technologies facilitate fulfillment of the demands of consumers, retailers, and caterers, but at the same time, they might raise concerns to consumers about the technology so that they might not be deemed safe or they might have allusions to Frankenstein foods.
What determines consumer acceptance of these novel food technologies and the products created by them?
We've focused quite a bit on consumer acceptance, and through our literature search and discussions with the members of the Collaborative Food Innovation Forum, we've identified three different roads to consumer acceptance. The main one, and the one that is perhaps the most straightforward, is what we call the consumer benefits road. That is, that the new technologies and the products that are produced to help meet consumer benefits in a better way, or perhaps meet new demands that weren't satisfied before. The second road is what we call the retailer and caterer service path, so that novel technologies give retailers and caterers some new opportunities. They enhance shelf life, or they more indirectly meet with consumer acceptance. And then the final road that shapes consumer acceptance is what we call the technology apprehension path. So are consumers concerned when hearing about the technology or not? And that's perhaps a path that flags issues that consumers might have and might prevent a technology from being accepted.
Retail and catering are an important part of the food supply chain, as they're the direct link between consumers and novel products. What are the most important issues retailers and caterers have in relation to novel technology use in food products? How does this influence the decisions made about which products they buy and sell on to consumers?
The main issue for retailers and caterers when they look at new products based on novel technologies is there a consumer benefit? So they are not interested in the technology or the product per se. They are interested in, will it do something for my customers? Retailers are quite risk averse. They want to protect their brand and their reputation, so they don't want to take any chances with novel technologies. But if the technologies are accepted by consumers, then they are quick to follow.
How important is collaboration in innovation models used in the food sector?
Traditionally, in the food sector, innovation has been something that you do in-house, but when we did our case studies, we found that the collaboration is very widespread, and it's very important to collaborate in order to speed up time to market, improve innovation, and to lower costs.
Considering the main outcomes of Recapt, how can collaborations between food manufacturers and retail and catering contribute to successful management of the food innovation process?
There is an imperative for innovation in the food sector, and collaboration between food producers, technologists, retailers, and caterers is paramount in order to speed up innovation and to bring new products to market in novel ways and to lower costs.
Where can people find out more about the project's outcomes?
You can go onto our website, recapt.org, where we've posted a lot of our results, and there's reports that you can download and to learn more about what we have done in this project.